How did you understand the role of Jüri Aavik? What was his responsibility?
Missugune oli teie arusaamist mööda Jüri Aaviku roll? Missugused olid tema kohustused?
Ta oli põhimõtteliselt Nord Stream 2 liini esindaja laevas, nagu kuidas tal oli Nautical Advisor, kes ingliskel naavetelineks ta oli.
Well, he was basically the representative of Nord Stream and Tulin on board, and he was a nautical advisor in English.
Did he have any power?
Oli tal ka mingisugust võimu?
Silmaga nähtavad, ta tähendab meeskonna töösse, ta otseselt ei sekkunud nagu. Ta võibolla neil oli kapteni ja vanem mehaanikuga, kes otseselt tegelesid tehnilise ja navigatsioonilise küljega. Võibolla nad jagasid selle asja oma vahele, aga otseselt meeskonna töösse ta ei kuulta.
Well, he did not have any visible or ostensible power. He did not. He was not involved in the work of the crew. There might have been some consultations between him and the captain and the chief engineer. But he was not directly involved in the work of the crew.
Was he a subordinate to the captain?
Kas ta allus kaptenile?
Põhimõtteliselt kõik inimesed, kes on laevas meeskonnas, alluvad kaptenile. See on... Kapten on laevas nagu õige tähtis.
Principally, everybody on board who is in the crew also is a subordinate to the captain. Captain is the most important man on board.
Tagamaid, ma võib-olla mõni mees on tähtsam kui kapten, aga see on lihtsalt teoreetiliselt kõik peavad olla kapten.
Well, of course, in actually somebody could be more important than the captain, but theoretically everybody should be the captain's subordinate.
Yeah. That is principle and theoretical, but in reality...
See on põhimõtteline ja teoreetiline, aga kuidas oli asi tegelikkuses?
Tegelikkuses kogu laeva tööd juhtis ikkagi kapten, mis paistis meeskonnale. See, kuidas nad omavahel koostööd tegid või kas nad said hästi või halvasti läbi. Minu arvatasin, et said normaalselt läbi. See, mis paistis meeskonnale ja mis oli nagu nähtav, see oli kapten.
Well, all that the crew could see, all the work was, as much as the crew could see, all the work was directed by the captain. And I don't know how they got on between themselves, but as much as I saw, they got on well. And as much as the crew could see, everything was directed by the captain.
And there were no hard feelings between the Swedes and all the supervisors or whatever they were, and the Estonian crew.
Kas nende Rootsi ülevaatajate ja Eesti meeskonna vahel ei olnud mingeid hõõrumisi või kas või ütleme tundeid tugevamaid?
Kindlasti algus ja ka ütleme pärast pole nüüd säilised, aga need on inimlikus seisukohast vaadates, sellepärast inimese natuurid on erinev. Osadega oli osadega erinev.
You see, there were in the beginning and even later, but these were purely human feelings. And you see, it was not a rule. There were hard feelings with some, and with some there were not. So it depends on human nature, because human nature is different in each case.
I'm trying to understand a little bit why there were so many Swedes on board.
It is possible.
You said in an earlier interrogation that it looked like the Swedes were running the ship in a way.
Ühel eelmisel küsitlusel olete öelnud, et paistis nagu oleksid just rootslased juhtinud seda laeva.
Tegelikult nad ei juhtunud, ütleme, kõigi osakondade tööd juhtusid ju rootslased. Siis iga üks juhtis oma osakond.
In fact, they did. The work of all departments was directed by the Swedes. Everybody was directing his department.
So even the engine department, the hotel department, the restaurant department. What about the nautical department or the bridge?
Siis nii mehaaniline osakond kui hotelli ja restorani osakond, aga kuidas on lugu, ütleme, navigatsiooni osakonnaga, sillaga?
Nagu ma võtlesin, siis laeva üks kapten ja samuti ka navigatsiooni osakond.
As I said, the ship was directed by the captain, and so was the nautical department or navigation department.